USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything. Everything in the shoebox. Let's just send it over there. What if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in?
The Justice Department says it will appeal a federal mask mandate only if the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention determines the mandate remains necessary for the public's health. This comes after a federal judge in Florida struck down the mask mandate for airlines, trains, subways, and buses. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490. 1490 today
or at SwissAmerica.com.
President Biden spoke in New Hampshire on Tuesday about how money from the bipartisan infrastructure law has been used to modernize and expand Portsmouth Harbor. The president explaining what comes through this port.
A lot of important things come into these terminals, and particularly this one. From salt to de-ice roads to 85% of the home heating oil used in this state. And a lot of important things go out of this port as well, like the massive reactor assemblies for nuclear power plants.
Uber and Lyft making a big announcement regarding mask mandates.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A group of left-leaning activists are suing to keep Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene off the ballot in the November midterm elections. The lawsuit citing her comments supporting the Capitol Hill rioters. Congresswoman Greene tells Fox News that the Republican Party isn't supporting her in the lawsuit.
I have to protect myself. I have to go to court on Friday and actually be questioned about something I've never been charged with and something I was completely against.
A former member of the Chicago Police Department will not face charges.
Federal authorities say they will not pursue charges against Jason Van Dyke. The former Chicago police officer was convicted of murder in Illinois State Court for the 2014 shooting death of Laquan McDonald. He was seen on camera shooting McDonald 16 times. Prosecutors say it would have been more difficult to convict him at the federal level because the burden of proof is far higher. Van Dyke was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison in 2018, serving less than half before he was released back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The CDC is launching a new way to track infectious diseases that's similar to how the National Weather Service tracks storms. It's called the Center for Forecasting and Outbreak Analytics. The center's purpose is to guide decisions needed regarding public health, like creating vaccines or deploying antivirals. Check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.